Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 272, entitled, Be Holy, for I am holy. Segment 2. I woke up this morning asking for guidance from the Lord as we enter the 17th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. He spoke to my spirit, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." We are in a climate where most believe that if you attempt to correct them, showing them the true meaning of the word of the Lord, that you are judging them. They become offended and refuse to listen. Now, I am referring to those of us who come to you from a place of love, showing appreciation when we are admonished in truth. We come to God with dirty, unwashed hands demanding His favor, with darkened, entitled hearts, as if we are owed grace. In order to accept reproof and correction, we must be willing to humble and submit to the Word of God. We can cry and complain that we are not as bad as others, but the spirit within does not profit when we fail to listen and take heed. After the whining stops, then what? The book of Proverbs begins in directing you to the only source of godly growth and development. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity. To give subtlety to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation. The words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2 to 7 of the King James Version. Let's look at something. Dark sayings is used because without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we walk in darkness. But the natural, unbelieving man does not accept the things, the teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness, absurd and illogical to him, and he is incapable of understanding them because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated. And he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 of the Amplified Version. When you think of subtlety, think of how Eve was beguiled in the garden by Satan. though they walked daily with the Creator of the heavens and the earth, they did not understand or know how to protect themselves. They were simple in that moment. We are given the answer as we are given the truth about the government that we think serves us. Meditate on the components that are needed in its totality to prevail in these end times. Truth, faith, preparedness, perseverance, protection, understanding, and most importantly, the Word of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor. It is established you need the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to prepare yourselves to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Let me say it again. Faith is the shield. And take the helmet of salvation. This protects the mind. Our deliverance from the power and penalty of sin and its consequences, even death. And the sword of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, earnest and humble petitions or entreaties for grace from God continually, even in trials and tribulations. In the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 of the King James Version. As we begin this chapter, God is showing us why we can't just come to Him any way we want to. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any evil favoredness, for that is an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 1 of the King James Version. We are to maintain purity and holiness. If there be found among you within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, in transgressing his covenant, and have gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or moon or any host of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain, that such an abomination is wrought in Israel, then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing unto thy gates, even that man or woman, and shalt stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. Deuteronomy chapter 17, 2 through 6 of the King James Version. In this instance, when the Lord says one witness shall not be used to put a person to death, it brings me into the mind of someone that is in a relationship that feels that they have been scorned and they want to be petty and vindictive. So by being the first called to stone the transgressor, they were confirming the oaths of the charges that they brought against them. So it was not only to purge evil from among them, but to also discourage false witnesses and testimonies. There will be a severe reckoning for those who have ruined lives, reputations, causing financial harm, and even death to others out of envy and spite, with malevolent intent. This not being exhaustive of the impact of the liar and why it is written, but as for the cowards and unbelieving and abominable who are devoid of character and personal integrity and practice or tolerate immorality, and murderers and sorcerers with intoxicating drugs, and idolaters and occultists who practice and teach false religions, and all the liars, because the first deception written started with a lie. And this duplicity is one and the same, who knowingly deceive and twist truth. Their part will be in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 of the Amplified Version. And again, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Psalm 101, verse 7 of the King James Version. Because this is the premise. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people, So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 7 of the King James Version. The responsibility lies with us to prevent the spreading of sin while protecting the integrity of the church. With God commanding that only more complex matters be brought to the leaders. But actually, I have written to you not to associate with any so-called Christian brother if he is sexually immoral or greedy. Are you listening? Because this should include the heads of the congregation, or is an idolater devoted to anything that takes the place of God, or is a reviler who insults or slanders or otherwise verbally abuses others, or is a drunkard or a swindler. You must not so much as eat with such a person. For what business is it of mine to judge outsiders, non-believers? Do you not judge those who are within the church to protect the church as the situation requires? God alone sits in judgment on those who are outside the faith. Remove the wicked one from among you. Expel him from your church. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 13 of the Amplified Version. So let me add this. It is the responsibility of the saints to judge those within the church that are not living according to the word of God and to expel them from the church. If any case is too difficult for you to judge between one kind of homicide and another, between one kind of lawsuit and another, between one kind of assault and another, being controversial issues in your courts, then you shall arise and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. So you shall come to the Levitical priest or to the judge who is in office at that time, and you shall consult them, and they will declare the verdict in the case. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 8 through 9 of the King James Version. These are the characteristics of righteous judges: to have wisdom and understanding. If you don't know God and are not rooted in His Word, it is impossible. With integrity and honesty. In impartiality and fairness, with compassion and concern for the vulnerable. The ability to be a servant leader, upholding righteousness and justice with humility. Capable and trustworthy with unwavering accountability. Choose for yourselves wise, understanding, experienced, and respected men from your tribes, and I will appoint them as heads, leaders over you. Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, hear the matters between your brothers, your fellow countrymen, and judge righteously and fairly between a man and his brother, or the stranger, resident alien, or foreigner who is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear and pay attention to the cases of the least important as well as the great. You shall not fear man, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you to judge, you shall bring it to me, and I will hear it. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 13 and 16 through 17 of the Amplified Version. I just feel the need to point out that when the Bible says resident alien, depending on what version you are reading, that is referring to a human that may not necessarily be legally able or supposedly to reside by you. It does not mean that you should entertain real aliens. And I just feel the need to put that out there. In a country that is deeply rooted in nepotism and cronyism, many cannot fathom being considered on merit, but will be the first ones to deflect as if they are being wronged and claiming to have lost their advantageous positions in society, as they accept every handout and opportunity, even being unqualified, as they are given to them. When you Google what it means for a person to deflect, this is the definition that is given. They are avoiding responsibility, criticism, or uncomfortable emotions by shifting the focus of blame away from themselves and onto someone or something else. As it is with this perverse, wicked generation, it is always someone else's fault. Living in the never-ending party of melodrama and self-pity. The wallowing maudlin. As they continue to revoke the visas of the bright and intelligent future doctors, engineers, and those from all other sectors, including the hardworking immigrants that perform the services that many think are beneath them, as you laugh and cackle, let me know how it works out for you in the end. I can assure you the silence amidst the poverty, disease, plagues, and famines will be deafening. Remember, he who digs a ditch. Behold, the wicked and irreverent man is pregnant with sin, and he conceives mischief and gives birth to lies. It is his very nature. He has dug a pit and hollowed it out, and has fallen into the very pit which he made as a trap. His mischief will return on his own head, and his violence will come down on the top of his head like loose dirt. Psalm chapter 7, verses 14 through 16 of the Amplified Version. It will bury him alive. One of the most ominous acts that can be committed against someone, to be buried alive, a slow, agonizing, dreadful trepidation. I want to address a video that I saw this morning about Xi Jinping showing his military might in a parade yesterday, accompanied by Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. They and many other leaders are forming alliances, and Western nations are not invited to the quote-unquote cookout. Just as prophesied by Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. You really should take the time to visit and read her prophecies and ask God for understanding, because many are coming to pass and all will be fulfilled. But here is the confirmation, just as the Lord showed me years ago. He gave me the foresight to know that it would apply to Mystery Babylon in the near future. But what is so sad is when you read the comments and see the pride and bravado of a very disillusioned people. Obadiah is one chapter that should be read and understood. It speaks volumes. Read it in its entirety and ask for discernment in this matter. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent among the nations, saying, "Arise, and let us rise up against Edom for battle with the Lord as commander, because it is of God. Behold, Edom, I shall humiliate you and make you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The pride and arrogance of your heart have deceived you, and you are deceived. You who live in the clefts and lofty security of the rock, Selah, whose dwelling place is high, who say boastfully in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to earth?'" Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. The Lord will. Ask for discernment to know who Gog and Magog truly are. This country is committing abrogation, making its own laws null and void. It has become a failed state, leading to political collapse, anarchy, and a rise of a new regime. Only it is not new, it was just hidden. It is called the beast system, with Satan sitting at the head. There are six things that God hates, yea, seven are an abomination. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And who is more corrupt than Mystery Babylon? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8 of the King James Version. Here again, God has established his laws. Don't miss the premise. And thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place which the Lord shall choose shall show thee. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee. according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee to the right hand nor to the left. Just like the commuted sentences and absolving of the guilty that are done literally every day here. And the Lord is bringing one couple to mind, the Chrisleys. Although there are several others. And the man that will do so presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 10 through 13 of the King James Version. Now, as we come to the end of this chapter, the Lord has established the man that will be successful in leading his people. Even as they foolishly reject him from being ruler over them. Because if we forsake the Lord of the heavens and earth, our Creator, how can we on our own ever pick anyone other than the inept ones that have ruled over us for years? When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set a king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord hath said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 through 16 of the King James Version. Now the meaning of this is somewhat deeper. The Holy Spirit is impressing this word upon me. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22 of the King James Version. Mire means to be stuck in a difficult, unpleasant, or complex situation, such as poverty or indecision. The noun form means being stuck in mud, in messy situations. Even saying that your leaders should not sell you into slavery or any compromising situation to enrich themselves. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 17 of the King James Version. The king was to write the word, making it plain. It is a contract between God, the people, and himself with the Levites, the men of God, as witnesses. This is a painstaking process. To write out every law and commandment given of God. It is a testimony of his understanding and commitment to God's laws. This was done by Moses and even all the prophets, establishing the accountability in all those who hear it. Celestial confirmed something that the Lord revealed to me years ago whenever I was sent to someone to address a wrong that was being done to others and even to myself. He spoke to my spirit on many occasions that the pen is mightier than the sword. I now have the full realization of how powerful this statement is. I know that it does not matter if I receive a favorable judgment or if they continue in sin. It has been determined. We will answer for it if we don't fully and sincerely repent and change our ways. And to be honest, I never expect most to do so. But know this. We will answer for this on the day of reckoning. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to fear and worship the Lord his God with awe-filled reverence and profound respect. By carefully obeying, keeping foremost in his thoughts, and actively doing all the words of this law and these statutes, so that his heart will not be lifted up above his countrymen by a false sense of self-importance and self-reliance, and that he will not turn away, deviate from the commandment to the right or to the left, so that he and his sons may continue to reign for a long time in his kingdom in Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 19 through 20 of the Amplified Version. This word is living, transcending time. Meditate in it. Here is the confirmation. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree, immovable, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 of the King James Version. And again, for the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight. But all things are open and exposed and revealed to the eyes of him with whom we have to give account. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.